给阿嬷的情书是一部一定会名留青史的电影。
A Letter to Mom is a film that is sure to be a classic.
现在很多人都在吹他的。
Now many people are praising him.
但吹得还不够用力。
But the wind wasn't strong enough.
他是那种会在未来无数年里被人拿出来。
It's the kind of thing that will be taken out and used for countless years in the future.
反复品味。
Savor.
从各个角度深入解读的经典之作
A classic work that offers a deep and comprehensive interpretation from various perspectives.
考虑到她诞生的时代
Considering the era in which she was born.
一个电影正在死去
A movie is dying.
情感正在贬值
Emotions are devalued.
人正在变成数据点的时代
The era in which people are becoming data points.
那我只能用神作来称呼他。
Then I can only call him a masterpiece.
给阿嬷的情书是我最喜欢的那种电影。
My love letter to Anna is my favorite movie.
具有非常丰富的层次感。
It has a very rich level of detail.
不同知识背景。
Different backgrounds.
不同人生经历的人会在这部电影里看到完全不同的东西。
Different people with different life experiences will see completely different things in this movie.
有人看到情，有人看到义。
Some see love, some see righteousness.
有人在纠结。
Someone is hesitating.
男知到底。
Men know.
爱不爱陌生。
Do you like strangers?
有人看到女性主义。
Some people see feminism.
有人看到人生无常。
Some people see life as transient.
有人看到时光的力量。
Someone has seen the power of time.
有人看到了海外华侨的血泪史。
Someone has seen the blood and tears of overseas Chinese.
也有人看到了一个文明的传承。
Some people also saw the inheritance of a civilization.
而这部电影不管哪一层都写得非常完美。
And this movie is perfect in every way.
含而不露。
Hidden but not concealed.
隐而不发。
Hide and not disclose.
克制平静。
To subdue, to calm, to control.
但深沉。
But deep.
就像海明威的冰山理论。
Like Hemingway's iceberg theory.
水面上的尖尖看起来很小。
A little girl on the water looks very small.
但水面下藏着厚重的万载寒冰。
However, there was a thick layer of ice hidden beneath the surface of the water.
表面上，这部电影的主线故事是寻找郑默生。
The main storyline of the movie is about finding Jane Musheng on the surface.
实际上
，In fact,
电影真正的主角是南芝，郑默生的定位。
The true protagonist of the movie is the character of Nan Jai Zhang.
更像是南芝人生路上的领路人。
More like a guide on the road of life in Nanji.
电影前期最重要的意向是走。
The most important intention in the early stage of the movie is to make a character named Zai.
对，他是当地人对女儿的称呼。
He is the term used by artists for their daughters.
因为女儿一定会嫁掉。
Because my daughter will definitely get married.
是注定要走掉的孩子。
He was destined to be a runaway.
所以是走仔。
So he's a scoundrel.
南芝很讨厌这个称呼。
Najai really hates this nickname.
更讨厌这个称呼背后的命运。
I hate this title even more.
他从一开始就在抗拒走这个字。
He resisted this path from the beginning.
因为走意味着依附，意味着成为别人屋檐下的附属品。
Because to leave means to be dependent, it means to become a dependent of others.
而南芝更希望成为一个独立的、能管事儿的人。
Furthermore, South Sea is more eager to become an independent and capable person.
她虽然名义上是房东女儿
although nominally the daughter of the landlord,
但实际上旅馆的大事小事都是她在管。她的自我定位里
but in reality, The female manager is in charge of everything, and it is all within his own self-image.
自己一直是一个能当家的人。
I have always been a person who can take charge.
所以他才会两次拒绝嫁给有钱人的选项。
That's why he rejected two offers from wealthy suitors.
反而针锋相对地提出招赘这个不现实的提议。
Instead, he made a sarcastic proposal to accuse someone.
但问题来了，不走。
But the problem is that I can't go.
你要留在哪儿呢？
You want to stay there.
在遇到郑默生之前，
Before meeting Jane Meisham,
南芝对当家这件事的理解非常浅白，简单的说就是，我要说了算。
Nan jai du dang jir ji jiren shi do lai jai fei zai zai bai jiren jiren dan shuo shuo ju shuo yao shuo xuan xuan.
所以初登场时他显得非常不近人。
Therefore, he appeared to be aloof and detached.
而郑默生为他展现了一种更高层面的当家做主。
And Jane Lu also showed a higher level of leadership to him.
不只追求自己的独立，
Not only pursuing oneself alone.
而是扛着别人的命运前进。
Instead, they are moving forward with the fate of others.
在郑默生出现前，
Before Jane Lu appeared.
且南芝身边的男人大多有这样那样的缺陷。
The men around Manjai all have their own flaws.
他爹是个酒鬼。
His father is an alcoholic.
鬼，旅店里的男人矮小为。
The man in the inn is short and ugly.
所以南芝对男人没有任何信任。
Therefore, Ansi has no trust in men.
在他看来。
In his view.
来，大部分男人还不如自己。刚登场的郑木生同样全身上下散发着不靠谱的气息。
Most men were no match for Jane Meisham, who was equally unpresentable and full of a certain kind of untrustworthy aura.
尤其是他从楼梯上滚下来。
Especially when he rolled down the stairs.
立刻起身跟他借钱的时候。
As soon as I stood up to ask him for money.
这种嫌弃达到了顶峰。
This is the peak of contempt.
但紧接着。
But immediately afterwards,
郑木生就在他眼前展示了一种极为稀有的素质，负责。
And Meisham demonstrated a very rare quality of responsibility in front of him.
哪怕郑木生穷得荡气回肠。
Even though Jane Meisham was poor and destitute.
但他依然把别人的未来放在心上。
But he still cares about the future of others.
他会为了让旅店里的孩子上学而去。
He will go to the school for the children in the inn.
质问南芝。
Questioning South.
你可以一直当房东收租。
You can continue to be a landlord and collect rent.
这些孩子长大了怎么办？
What will these children do when they grow up?
甚至在这一刻。
Even at this moment.
南芝的父亲，旅店里的乡亲。
The villagers of Nanji's father's inn.
这些南芝认为不靠谱的人都表达了对默生的支持。
These people, whom South China believes are unreliable, have expressed their support for Wood.
这个场景让南芝头一次意识到自己在某些地方不如这些人。
This scene made Nancy realize that she was inferior to these people in some ways.
为什么？
Why?
因为南芝是一个出生在东南亚的华人。
Because Nanjai was born in Southeast Asia, he is a Chinese person.
他是一个没有根的人。
He is a person without roots.
他满脑子都是不想走。
He was thinking about not wanting to leave.
但他并不知道自己要回到哪儿。
But he didn't know where he was going.
有人走。
Someone is leaving.
是因为故乡不可留。
Because the hometown cannot be kept.
有人走是因为没有归处。
Some people leave because they have no home.
南芝不想成为走仔。
Nanjai doesn't want to be a beggar.
但没有归处的他，精神上一直是个漂泊的走仔。
But he has always been a wanderer in his mind, without a home.
在跟着狄公识字，读牧生书。
Following the eldest son to read books.
读柔情书的过程中。
In the process of writing a love letter.
南芝才逐渐产生了和母国的精神联系。
Nan Jai gradually developed a spiritual connection with his motherland.
认同了自己的文化。
Accepted their own culture.
紧接着就是那场大火。
Then there was a big fire.
这场火切断了南芝的经济来源。
This fire cut off the economic lifeline of South Chi.
南芝不能再当资产阶级收租过日子了。
South Beach can no longer be used as a bourgeois estate.
他必须直面独立的痛苦。
He must face the pain of independence.
从一个补贴乡亲的人反过来接受乡亲们的帮助。
From helping others to being helped by others.
而因为穆生入狱。
Because of the imprisonment of Mu Sheng.
他被迫承担起给穆生读信的工作。
He was forced to take on the responsibility of providing for Zairo Sheng's sole dependence.
在和穆生深度交流的过程中
During a deep conversation with Mr. Mu,
他开始渐渐理解了什么才是当家、独立。
He began to gradually understand what it meant to be an independent leader.
并不是独走，恰恰相反。
Not exclusive, but rather,
独立的人会在力所能及的情况下去帮助他人。
Independent people will help others when they can.
甚至把他人的命运一起扛。
Even carry the fate of others together.
在自己肩上。当理解了这一点后
Once he understood this,
南芝第二次拒绝了嫁给有钱人的选项。
South Sea refused the option of marrying a rich man for the second time.
他选择用自己的双手独立养家。
He chose to support his family independently with his own hands.
这时候他爹才终于承认。
At this time, his father finally admitted.
走仔。
Hey?
走仔也不一定是要走的。
It doesn't necessarily mean leaving when someone is called Zhu Zai.
在南芝喜欢穆生。
Zai Nan Shai likes Mu Sheng.
但他的喜欢，与其说是想和这个男人过一辈子。
But his love is not just about wanting to spend his life with this man.
不如说是想成为这样的人。
Rather, it is about wanting to become such a person.
他憧憬的不是英雄的怀抱
He yearned for not the embrace of a hero
而是英雄本身通过穆生通过乡亲们通过自己阅读
Instead, the hero achieves enlightenment through nature, through the villagers, and through his own reading
南芝逐渐完成了一次精神上的升格
Nan Jai gradually completed a spiritual breakthrough
从想要撑起自己的小家
From wanting to build my own little home.
理解了何为大家。几年后当穆生的消息再次传来时
When the news of Mr. Wood's return came again a few years later.
南芝已经像当年的先生一样。
South has already become like the old man of the past.
在教小孩子识字了。
And teaching kids to read.
进入后现代后
After entering the postmodern era,
各国文艺圈都在有意消除负责任的领袖。
The artistic circles in various countries are deliberately eliminating responsible leaders.
这一形象
This image.
现代文艺作品中的男性形象可以概括为北美超雄体育生高智面瘫西格玛优雅柔弱贵公子干干净净的。
The male characters in modern literary works can be summarized as North American athletic, handsome, and serious. Sigma referring to the Sigma male archetype, elegant and gentle, wealthy and refined, clean and tidy.
大男孩，女性形象就更不用说了。
The male form is already a classic, so there's no need to mention it.
大脑县城基本被恋爱占满了，古典意义上的领袖形象。
The brain is currently dominated by the classical image of a leader who is fully occupied by love.
那种情绪稳定。
That emotion is stable.
隐忍克制，胸有惊雷。
Resentment and anger buried deep in the heart.
而面如平湖。
And the face is as smooth as a lake.
主动将集体的责任扛在肩膀上的形象已经被系统地提出了文艺作品。后
After the image of taking collective responsibility on one's shoulders has been systematically eliminated from literary works,
后现代不需要这种人，后现代需要你表达自我，释放情绪。
In the modern era, we don't need people like you. The postmodern era needs you to express yourself and release your emotions.
拒绝牺牲。
Refuse to sacrifice.
把我放在一切的前面。
Put me first.
而男知以一个女性的身份走进了这个空荡荡的位置。
And a man walked into an empty room, and he saw a woman.
坐了下来。
Sat down.
一个女人坐在了一个被整个时代遗弃的位置上。
A woman sat in a place that had been abandoned by the entire era.
她既没有成为男性的附庸。
She was neither a man's appendage.
也没有成为男性的对立面。
Not only did it not become the opposite of men,
而是继承那些正在被时代丢进垃圾桶的美德本身。
Instead, inherit the virtues of those things that are being discarded by the times.
按照现在一些精致利己主义者的想法
According to the current thinking of some sophisticated and self-serving people,
所谓独立
Independence,
就是不管他人
No matter who,
只要好处不负责，做事别人的生死自己独美
As long as the benefits are not responsible for others' lives, I am alone.
但世界是人与人的连结，能力越大。
But the world is a system of logic, reason, and order created by man.
大，责任越大。
The greater the responsibility.
大，独立恰恰意味着要承担更多因果。
Independence means taking on more responsibility.
这就是男知的故事。
This is the story of Nad Shai.
明明有女性觉醒的部分。
Despite having some awareness of women's issues,
却不招人厌烦的原因。
Reasons why they are not annoying.
因为他一直在承受觉醒的代价。
Because he has been bearing the cost of awakening.
而非将代价转嫁他人。
Instead of passing the cost on to others,
这是一种更高级的女性主义。
This is a more advanced form of feminism.
所以我个人认为
Personally, I think that
将男知隐瞒男主的死讯
Keep the male protagonist's death a secret.
帮他养家的原因归结为爱
The reason for his support is love.
比较浅薄
Superficial.
我更愿意相信
I would rather believe
那是因为义在将陌生的讣告寄出前
That's because the wood was sent out before it was properly packaged.
他在乔皮局看到了南洋同胞之间的互助
He saw the mutual help between the people of Nanyang.
看到了异国夫妻爱的守望
Witnessed the loving companionship of a foreign couple.
看到了为人父母的责任
Recognized.The responsibilities of being a parent.
他在那一刻意识到自己有一个机会去报答穆生对他父亲的救命之恩。
At that moment, he realized that he had an opportunity to repay the debt of gratitude to Mr. Mu for saving his father's life.
他可以让远方的孩子不必哭泣。
He can make the children in the distance no longer cry.
让那个遥远的家庭多撑一段时间。
Let that distant family last a little longer.
于是在最后关头
So, in the final moment,
他选择成为一个守护者。
He chose to be a guardian.
相比男知的故事线
Compared to the storyline itself, Shy.
木生的故事其实大多都选择了留白。
The stories of war are actually mostly left blank.
两个女人眼中的木生都带有滤镜。
The wood in the two women's eyes has a filter.
所以故事中的木生看起来也十分干净。
Therefore, the wood in the story also looks very clean.
但导演还是稍微暗示了水面下的冰山。故事。
However, the director still subtly hinted at the underwater story.
前段木生曾因跑到别人的地盘抢活而被打。
Before, he had been beaten for taking other people's jobs.
后面当他出发去跑船的时候。
When he set out to go to the ship,
我又莫名得到了一笔巨款。
I mysteriously got a large sum of money.
很明显。
Obviously,
漂泊异国的弱势群体不可能靠遵纪守法。
Foreign migrants and other vulnerable groups cannot rely on following the law.
法国下去，木生客死他乡是偶然。
The death of a man in a foreign land is a coincidence.
也是必然。
Also inevitable.
这是那个年代所有海外华人的困境。
This is the predicament faced by all overseas Chinese in that era.
现在有很多润人会幻想自己换一个国家就会活得很好。
Nowadays, many translators fantasize about living in a different country and having a better life.
那是因为他们主体民族当久了。
That's because their dominant ethnic group has been in power for too long.
从来不知道作为少数群体被压在下面是什么感受。
I never knew what it was like to be a minority and oppressed.
你以为出去了最大的问题是语言不通。
You think the biggest problem of going abroad is language barrier.
文化差异。
Cultural differences.
找不到好工作。
Can't find a good job.
但真正的问题是
But the real problem is
你从一个人变成了一个客
You have become a guest.
从客变成了工具
From being a guest to being a tool.
从工具变成了可以随时被清理的杂草
From a tool to a weed that can be cleaned up at any time.
想要在群狼环伺的世界活下来
To survive in a world where wolves are circling.
靠的不是个体的治愈力。
It's not about individual healing.
而是团结，是共同的文化记忆塑造的群体。
Instead, unity is a group that shapes common cultural memories.
知道自己是谁，从哪里来。
Know who you are and where you come from.
这种认同感是漂泊者在异乡存活下去的根基。
This sense of belonging is the foundation for the survival of the wanderer in a foreign land.
男知的觉醒就是根系延续的过程。
The awakening of the unknown is the process of extending the roots.
他从不愿承担风险。
Readers are unwilling to take risks.
帮助同胞，到主动帮助同胞，再到成为延续这种文化纽带的枝，文字。
Helping fellow countrymen to actively help fellow countrymen and becoming a literate person who can continue this cultural bond.
就是承载这种共同记忆的载体。
This is the carrier of this shared memory.
那些漂泊在暹罗的华人。
Those Chinese people who are stranded in Siam.
孩子，学着可能一辈子都用不到的中文，读着可能永远回不去的故土的文字。
Children learning may never use Chinese again and may never return to the homeland where the language is lost.
但正因为这些文字
But because of these words,
他们建立起了文化上的起
They established a cultural umbilical cord.
哎，他们在床前明月光的朗诵中窥见了历史中的大唐。
They glimpsed the grandeur of the Tang Dynasty through the recitation of the moonlit night in front of the bed.
他们在木生的信中知道了远方的故土。
They learned of their homeland from a letter from a stranger.
一封一封家书。
A letter from home.
横向连接着山海两端的骨肉至亲，纵向。
Connecting the mountains and seas from the beginning to the end.
则构成了文化的传承，上一代人的记忆。
This forms the basis of cultural transmission, the memories of previous generations.
情感
emotions
价值观
values
通过文字一代代往下流淌给阿妈的情书
love letters passed down through generations written in words
在那些调皮寄出的年代
in those days when letters were sent carelessly
是连接山海两端的红线
it is the red line connecting the mountains and the sea
在孙子寻找阿公的年代
In the era when son was looking for his grandfather
又变成了历史记忆的见证
became a witness to historical memory
这些内容精准击中了后现代社会最深的焦虑
These contents accurately reflect the deepest anxieties of postmodern society
我是谁
Who am I?
后现代社会花了半个世纪
In the postmodern era,
把所有的旧绳索一根一根剪断，家庭
cut all the life ropes one by one, family,
宗族故乡
ancestral hometown,
信仰
faith,
文化身份
cultural identity,
这些曾经把人固定在某个坐标上的锚全被拔掉了
These spheres.Which once fixed people in a certain location have all been removed.
我们被告知这叫自由。
We were told that this is called freedom.
叫解放。
Call liberation.
叫成为你自己。
Call it being yourself.
但没人告诉你。
But no one told you.
当所有的锚都被拔掉后。
When all the spears have been removed.
你会飘走。
You will float away.
你可以成为任何人。
You can be anyone.
所以你不知道自己从何处来。
So you don't know where you come from.
你拥有人类历史上最多的选择权。
You have the most choices in human history.
但你丧失了最基本的东西，归属感。
But you lost the most basic thing, belonging.
我们不知道自己在哪儿。
We don't know where we are.
不知道自己属于什么
I don't know what I am
不知道自己死后到底还能留下什么
I know what I can leave behind after I die
只能徒劳地在一个又一个小圈子里寻找自己的位置
Just wandering around aimlessly trying to find a place for yourself
这就是后现代的原子人
This is the postmodern atom
自由的、孤独的、空心人
Free, lonely, hollow people.
我们很清楚。
We are very clear.
我们正在失去一些美好的东西。
We are losing something beautiful.
所以电影中那些传统的、温润的。
Therefore, the traditional warm.
甚至有些老派的情感才如此打动人。
Even some old-fashioned emotions can be so touching.
这些东西放在后现代的坐标系里。
These things are placed in the coordinates of postmodernism.
低效、过时、不合时宜。
Efficiency is not appropriate at this time.
上不了热搜。
Can't get on the hot search list.
换不来流量。
Can't get traffic.
但他们是对抗虚无的。
But they were fighting against nothingness.
最后一道防线。你是谁？
Who is the last line of defense?
你是写下这种文字的人。
You are the one who wrote this text.
你是吃这种食物的人。
Are you a person who eats this kind of food?
你是过这些节日的人。
Are you a person who celebrates these holidays?
你是这条血脉上的一环。
You are a link in this bloodline.
这些东西有人视之为枷锁。
These things are seen by some as shackles.
但也有人以此为荣耀。
However, some people also see it as a source of pride.
现在电影正在死去。
Now movies are dying.
短视频改变了人类接受信息的方式。
Short videos have changed the way humans receive information.
AI 预示了传统技术的消亡。
AI is foreshadowing the demise of traditional technologies.
低迷的票房和仍然在搞事的大导演们正在将观众赶出电影院。
low box office revenues, and the continued antics of big-name directors are driving audiences away from movie theaters.
这时候，给阿嬷的情书
Love letters to me at this time.
让我看到了人类最后的尊严。
I saw the last dignity of humanity.
不需要那么大成本。
No need for such a large cost.
也不需要什么流量。
No need for any traffic.
演员。
Actor.
也不需要几秒钟。
It doesn't take a few seconds.
一个爆点，含蓄的表达。
A provocative and suggestive expression.
真挚的情感。
Sincere emotions.
足以打动被廉价多巴胺驯化的现代人。
Enough to move modern people who have been domesticated by cheap dopamine.
也许在 AI 时代。
Perhaps in the age of AI.
这种无法被压缩。
This cannot be compressed.
无法被加速。
Cannot be accelerated.
无法被算法优化的情感表达。
Emotions.That cannot be optimized by algorithms.
就是人类最后的存在意义。
That's the ultimate meaning of human existence.
感谢大家的观看。
Thank you for watching.
我是清算。
I'm clearing.
如果你喜欢我的内容
If you like my content,
请关注三连一波。
Please pay attention to the three-way cooperation.
谢谢大家。
Thank you, everyone.